she hissed, tightening her grip as her dull brown eyes narrowed on my face. You'll get what's coming to you. First for your insolence this morning, then for sneaking in here and trying to steal food. I... There was no use in trying to deny it. Her wickedly sharp nails bit into the flesh of my wrist, tightening until I was sure she would break the skin. I caught you, little thief, she hissed into my face, spittle flying from her dry, cracked lips and hitting me in the face as she towered over me in her dark nun garb. And I'll make sure you're punished this time. My lips turned down as she hauled me out of the kitchen, dragging me behind her. There was no doubt in my mind she would. Sister Madeline was perhaps the most violent nun I'd ever met, and I couldn't count the number of times she'd been all too happy to wallop me on my ass or across my knuckles for even the smallest transgression. Though there was nothing in my hands to proclaim me caught red-handed, missing evening service was good enough for a serious ass-whipping. Letting out a breath, I cursed myself for not being more observant. I must have missed her returning to the kitchen while I was in the abbess's office. At the very least, though, she hadn't caught me there. I didn't want to think what would have happened had I been caught trying to pilfer money rather than an extra loaf of bread. Hours and one burning backside later, I crawled onto my cot next to Nellie's well after evening service had ended and released a deep groan. My belly continued to cramp with its emptiness, but that was the least of my concerns. I laid on my stomach to avoid any more touching of my back and ass. Mother Catherine hadn't gone easy. She never did. I buried my face into the stiff straw pillow in front of me and forced back a scream of frustration.
Hey.
Nellie's soft voice reached my ears.
Are you awake?
I lifted my head and blew a strand of white blonde hair out of my eyes. What do you think? I grumbled. After a beat, she replied,
You're right. That was a dumb question.
When she didn't say anything more, and the silence began to beat at me harder than Mother Catherine's thrashing, I groaned again and looked her way. Nellie had her thin sheet pulled up over her tiny frame. Her small fingers tightened around the edge of the blanket, her knuckles white with strain.
What? I asked.
I know you don't like it here,
she whispered.
But do you think you could try to get along with everything? I don't want them to throw you out.
Throw me out? I scoffed. Now my birthday's in 2 days. As soon as I hit the big 2-1, I'm out of here.
What?
Nellie sat up abruptly, squeaking out the word, and somewhere in the room one of the other girls grumbled in their sleep. I blew out a breath.
What did you think would happen? I asked. 21 is when you leave. Doesn't matter what I do. But I thought you were going to take the vows, she said. I'm going to take them.
I snorted. Why the hell would I do that? I asked. That was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard.
Listen now.
I slowly pushed myself up from the bed and edged over onto my side so I could see her better.
I was dropped here at 3 months old. I've lived in Amnesia all my life, and for me, this place is a prison. I don't fit in, and I never have. Like Sister Madeline always says, I'm too wild a creature to ever belong with civilized people.
And if wild was code for fun, then I didn't mind being wild. Sister Madeline was as staid as an old cow.
She was upset when she said that,
Nellie defended. I chuckled as I raised one brow. She